Welcome to the Center in the City podcast. I'm your host, Wade Brill, and during this series, I'll be interviewing various thought leaders, wellness experts, and humans on how they practice sustainable self-care and mindfulness. We'll get real and raw, talk about the light and the shadow side of self-care and mindfulness, and how we can actually stay centered amid the chaos and the hustle and bustle of our modern day world. So settle in and get centered. This podcast episode is brought to you by Centered in the City, a virtual on-demand self-care and mindfulness platform with different meditations, journaling prompts, nourishing recipes, and Pilates flows, all designed to support you feeling calm, focused, and energized as you live your life in this modern day world. For more information, head on over to centeredinthecity.com. and claim your 7-day free trial. Welcome back to the Centered in the City podcast. I'm Wade Brill, and I am so glad you are here. Before we step into today's episode, I want to take a moment to share a really exciting opportunity to get centered together. This summer, over solstice weekend, June 21st to the 23rd, I am hosting a silent meditation retreat on the beautiful and amazing Whidbey Island in Washington State. This is a weekend to taste and experience what a silent meditation retreat can do for our minds, our bodies, our nervous systems. You will leave this retreat with a sense of clarity and inner calm, and so much perspective on what it means to be inside of your body, living your human life. If we pause and just take a moment to zoom out of our lives, we are constantly in the doing. We're doing the emails, we're laundry, cooking, running errands, hooked into technology. And when we're so consumed with all of the doing and all of the noise, it's really hard to actually hear and feel what's happening on the inside of us. What is our internal self-talk? What is my body trying to communicate to me? What actually brings me joy? What am I doing just because it's default versus what do I actually want to be doing because I want to be doing it by design? Taking the space to get quiet, to get centered, gives us so much perspective on our lives that I can't wait to share with you so you can take all of this good learning and insights and then integrate it into your life together. So if this resonates with you at all, if you have that excited, nervous energy, like, ooh, what is this gonna feel like to be silent for a day? I welcome you to check it out. Head on over to centeredinthecity.org. Check out the resources. You'll see the solstice retreat in the navigation tab. Click it, read it, learn more about it, apply, and I can't wait to see you there. On today's solo podcast episode, I want to talk to you about unconditional love. This is a concept that actually is relatively new to me. Deciding between what's conditional love and what's unconditional love has opened my eyes to all the ways where I've created inner judgments and limitations for my own relationship to self and love. And I can't wait to share it with you because it's so powerful, this mindset and heart shift that we can create. And when we can create it, how many more doors it can open up for us in our life. So let's settle in. And let's get centered. A lot of the work that I do with clients is around finding their own authentic voices, their own self-expression. And I too have been on this journey. It's funny how my work always tends to be mirrored with my clients and what we are discovering as humans together. And one of the things that shows up a lot in driven, ambitious women is this desire to be creating a life that they love, right? A life that's filled with a strong career, healthy relationship with self, healthy in body, feeling a sense of empowered, like, yes, this is the life that I am taking charge to live. I am in control of my emotions, of my thoughts, and I am in the driver's seat. And one of the themes that tends to show up within this work of being in the driver's seat of life, of creating that vision, of getting really clear of what is it that you want, and then working towards understanding where you are and the gap between where you want to be going and where you are, is this idea of authenticity. And what is it to live an authentic life, a life designed by yourself, not by the defaults that society is telling you should be doing, or what your family has influenced you to do, or what the culture around you is telling you? I love Brené Brown's definition of authenticity in The Gifts of Imperfection, one of her amazing books. Brené Brown says that authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are. Authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are. So in this journey, in this quest to embrace ourselves fully, to receive and accept ourselves fully, we get to look at all of the imperfections that are there. And when we get to look at the imperfections, which can be sometimes triggering for people because it brings up a lot of shame. For instance, I had a client years ago, as we were in this discussion around self-expression, she was like, I don't want to think of myself as a bruised apple. I want to be that perfect, delicious apple that everybody wants to take a crisp bite of. And we talked about, you know, what does it mean if you're bruised? What if it means if you're a little soggier or not as crunchy, and fitting this idea of what a perfect apple means? And so we really had to work to challenge and explore and give permission that she gets to be the apple that she is, and knowing that the apple that she's in this moment isn't the apple that she's going to be in a few days, because a living being doesn't stay constant. It changes, it grows. So even switching that mind frame for her was really helpful to recognize that life is a journey, and that even if she was that perfect apple for one day, it was going to start to get maybe a little softer the next day and the next day, and that it's always evolving, always growing. But before we could even get there to that mindset reframe, there's a huge piece that we can jump over in the self-development world because we just want to get to the next thing. And we forget to actually meet the ouches, those places of tenderness that need some love bomb, some love healing, to then feel like they are healed enough to move forward. So this is where I want to bring in this framework of conditional and unconditional love. A lot of us might grow up with these beliefs that we can only be loved if we are X, Y, and Z. You know, if we are that good girl that gets good grades, or we're athletic enough, or we're smart enough, or whatever it is, we stay quiet or small, whatever it might be, the lessons we learned while growing up and getting survival and some sense of safety and connection to our caregivers, right? This kind of ties to some attachment theory there, which is a whole other topic and conversation. But coming back to this place of conditional and unconditional love, we then tend to, and I say we because I've noticed it within myself, only talk to ourselves with love based on conditions. Like, I am only worthy or lovable if I get everything off of my to-do list done, or if I received 100% positive feedback in my review. or if this guy texts me back. We create then internal belief systems of conditional love. Like, I will only be lovable when fill in your blank. I'm that thin, or I weigh 125 pounds, or made it to the top 30 under 30 business leaders. Whatever it might be, we all have our own belief systems and conditions. But when we create these conditions, we are creating an internal prison for ourselves. We are creating this small box of beliefs that are keeping our life really small and stuck. And all of these conditions that we're creating in our mind, or that we're choosing to believe based on how we're interpreting other people's actions or what we're thinking society is telling us to do, these conditions are all fucking made up. They are all made up based on stories, stories and stories and stories. So right here, I just welcome you to pause with me and think about a time where you held a little baby, or maybe a little puppy or a kitty, or even recently I've been in the garden, so like holding little plants, little seedlings. And when you talk to them, when you hold them, there's typically no conditions. It's not like, I'm going to love you when you blank, blank, blank. I'm going to love you when you don't pee on my carpet, or when you get to walk and feed yourself, or when you bloom and produce a yummy vegetable for me. We don't give the type of being conditions. We purely hold it and say, wow, you are amazing. Wow, you are this beautiful bundle of life and cuteness and potential and snuggles and warmth. And we just want to be present with it, right? We just want to hold that baby and feel the warmth of the baby and the googie gaga face it's making, or hold a cute little puppy that's nibbling on your finger, or just look at this little seedling with amazement, right? We have that sense of awe. There isn't that judgmental mind to it. Yet 20 plus, 30 plus, 40 plus years later, we put so many conditions on ourselves, on that same being that we were just holding. We put so many conditions and stories of not being enough, not being worthy of love. And you might say, well, yeah, Wade, but as you grow older, you do things and you make mistakes and you should learn from them and you should know better and you should work really hard and da da da. And again, keep going with stories and stories. Great. Yes, all of that has some truth. And just because we failed, or just because we didn't get that job, or just because that partner didn't like us back, or we've been ghosted, does not mean we are less lovable. So in this moment, I want to welcome you to find a mirror, place your hand on your heart, place your hands on your face if you don't even have a mirror. Feel your body right here in this moment and say, I am worthy of love. I love you. I love myself. I am whole and complete just as I am. Nothing is wrong with me. Nothing is broken. May I receive this love. May I receive this love. May it fill my cells with warmth and kindness. May I love all of the pieces of me, the imperfections, the heartbroken places, the places that I've shamed myself thinking I'm not good enough. May I give myself this love in this moment. And breathe that in. Fill your whole heart and being with love. come back to these words as many times as you need. Find yourself here. Meet yourself with unconditional love, no restrictions. I've done some past episodes around the really powerful practice of forgiving and forgiving yourself more specifically. And forgiveness is huge because there are pieces and times where we let ourselves down, where we feel out of alignment or disconnected from our values, or shame creeps up about how we've acted or what we've done or what we haven't done. And in those moments, we get to practice meeting ourselves with love, meeting those places of hurt still with love. They don't need conditions. The more that we can connect to ourselves from this place of unconditional love, the more it expands and widens our own hearts, and the more it allows us to love others unconditionally, the more it gives us capacity to accept others for who they are and their imperfections as well. Because we are all just humans doing the best that we can. My critical New Yorker self had a really hard time believing that for a while. Like, yeah, but they should know better. Or yeah, but if I love them unconditionally, they're going to let me down, or they're going to not try as hard, or, you know, whatever the story was in the mind at those moments. But what you learn is that when you give things more love, that love comes back. That love is abundance. That love, like, triple X's. And so we want to be giving love unconditionally. And that doesn't mean we have to not have boundaries. I think this is where, like, boundaries become really important, because we can love people from afar. We can wish them well. We can open our heart to them and create a boundary and allow ourselves to limit how we interact with others and be really clear about what feels good to us as an individual. I had a therapist once tell me that shame is a useless emotion. Like, shame is just really destructive. And even though I have this belief that all emotions give us insight, they give us some sort of information, I agree that shame is one of those, like, if you can touch it and it's big or prominent for you in this moment of life, it can be like a black hole that just sucks you in and can trap you and spiral you for a long time. So the way that I have found within my own healing journey and personal work, as well as a lot of the work I do with others, is giving that shame some love. This is where the practice of self-compassion can be so helpful. When we can love bomb those places of hurt, those places of I'm not good enough, we can start to change the conversation to fully accept ourselves just as we are, and to not put that extra pressure that we need to be somebody else and have conditions to meet those standards. But we can just fully embrace who we are. We can step into our full power, that whole and complete self that we are. And from that place is where real life gets to be lived, where we can connect with others through an open heart, where we have less judgment in our filters and through our eyes and ears, where there's more curiosity and a place for connection. So we get to love ourselves unconditionally. So I welcome to pause here again and check in with yourself. And maybe asking yourself, what are some of the conditions, the stories, the beliefs, the rules that I have internally created for myself, where I've told myself that I am not good enough, not lovable because of blank, filling in, whatever it is? And then asking yourself, maybe in a journaling place or sitting in meditation, or maybe taking yourself out on a mindful walk, and asking yourself, what would it look like, feel like, sound like, smell like to love myself unconditionally, to accept myself just as I am, to recognize that I am this human being that is evolving and doing the best that I can in each moment, working to live in alignment with my values, with my authentic self. And I'd love to hear what comes up for you, what you discover. So may the seeds that were planted here in this podcast episode continue to flourish and nourish your mind and your heart and your body and your soul. And may you remember what a gift you are, all of you, all of the hurt, the bruises, the shame, the love, the joy, the freedom, the play. May all of it be met with love. Thank you for being here as always. Love to hear how this episode resonated for you. Feel free to reach out on Instagram at @onewade or send me a message in the show notes. And let's continue to spread love internally and externally. We all know the world needs more of it.